this morning, chapter 24. Joshua chapter 24. I want to ask you the question. Who do you want to serve today? Amen. When I look at the Bible and I think about all the scriptures that I could read today, I go back to Joshua because Joshua laid it out very plainly to the people of who they were supposed to serve. As I look toward this week, and I think about the nation that we live in, I think about the nation that, you know, I served for 22 years in the Navy. It breaks my heart to see the direction that we've taken just in the last, say, 5 or 6 years. It keeps going this way instead of going this way. Everybody has their own idea of how things should be, how the world should be run, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. But there is only one that gives us the right direction to take, and that is God. Our nation was founded on freedom of speech and freedom of religion. Christianity, to be right exact with it. But we've come to a day and time where the Christian faith is being mocked. Everything that we try to do is being pushed down. The lives that we're to be living with Jesus Christ, it seems like we're hiding from telling people about Him. And we wonder why we have so many problems in the world today. When you go home and look in the mirror sometime today, I want you to look real hard and say to yourself, am I really what I say I am? Am I really the Christian I say I am, or am I just putting on a facade and not living up to my calling as the Christian that God would have me to be? You see, a lot of times we can play a lot of games, but when it comes right down to it, are we really living and praying for the nation God gave to us, the nation that God has blessed? And have we really turned our hearts to God? Are we walking away from God, just like the people of Israel, the Israelite people did? When you think about your nation today, I always like to go back sometimes and look at what it says about the Declaration of Independence. You know, on July the 4th of 1776, this ragtag nation of 13 colonies came together and signed the Declaration of Independence. And when you look at the names that are written on there, from Thomas Jefferson to John Hancock and all the rest of them, when they signed that piece of paper, they really signed a death warrant. Because Great Britain wasn't going to give up what they had. Taxation, telling the people how to live from way overseas to here, trying to direct their lives and their path. And finally, the nation said to themselves, we need to be a unified nation. We need to be our own nation of representatives. So these individuals, with George Washington and everybody else, stood the test of time. And we know the Revolutionary War came about. And George Washington became the general of what they call that colonial army that he had, the colonialists that we talk about. And we think about what they had and did not have. They didn't have a great big flourishing army like Great Britain. But they did have one thing. They had the love of God in their hearts. They had the love of God watching over the nation. And they had God protecting them in everything they did. If it hadn't been for the love of God and God being in the center of it, our nation would have lost the battle against Great Britain. Because they had all the power and all the might. We didn't. But it goes to show you that God Himself and all of His power will not be defeated at all. And God gave us victory in that time. From July the 4th, 1776 to this day, people have had the tendency to mock the American flag, to take prayer out of school, to tell us that we don't need this anymore. That was back then, this is now. My friends, we need God now more than then, and we need Him in the center of our nation. We need to pledge our American flag because it's an important symbol for our nation today. I was listening this morning to the news, and I think it was in Maine or Minnesota or somewhere they're at. They decided to take the representatives to say that we're not going to do a pledge anymore in their meetings they're going to have. And I said to myself, I said, you know, it only takes one or two, three or four. But if the town doesn't stand up and the people stand up against it, it'll continue to flourish across the country. Don't let others dictate to us, as Americans, what our nation stands for peace and love and unity and togetherness, and to mock the flag and our country and the God that we serve. Our Constitution is very plain in the things that it tells us. The preamble to the Constitution stands out to me because I like to go back every once in a while and read it, and it says this: We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, issue domestic tranquility, provide for the common, what he calls defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our prosperity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. That's the preamble, something that each and every one of us should have somewhere in our homes today. But do we really live by that in our Constitution? Well, I want to show you this morning in this text, if we do not live for God, then we're going to live for the world and the devil who tries to control this world. Would you please stand with me in reverence to the reading of God's Word this morning, as we do every Sunday here in this church? Joshua 24, starting in verse 14. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which thy fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side, it says, of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For the Lord our God, He it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, and which did those great signs in thy sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people through whom we passed. And the Lord, it said, drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for He is our God. And Joshua said unto the people, Ye cannot serve the Lord, for He is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions, he said, or your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will and do you hurt and consume, he said, you. After that, he said, He hath done for good. And the people said unto Joshua, Nay, but we will serve the Lord. Let's pray. Father, may we understand the importance of service, not just in the church, but outside the church, standing on what we believe and standing on your promises you've given to us. Today, as I think about the patriots that stood, the great men, our forefathers we talk about, all that they went through, but they endured because of you. We still endure today because of you. But Father, we need to make a change to turn our hearts back to you. I ask a blessing upon the service today, upon our time, and help us to be focused where it needs to be, on your word, on you, in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In His name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. George Washington made a statement many years ago, and this is what it said. Do not let anyone claim tribute of America patriotism If they even attempt to reprove, it says, or remove religion from politics. We hear so much about, you know, you can't have politics and you can't have religion involved in all this. Let me tell you what, that's just a lie from Satan. Because what we are to do is we're to put God-fearing individuals in positions of authority to keep the world where it is today and to keep our nation strong today. That's the way I look at the world we live in. You see, the Patriots back many years ago made a bold proclamation. They dedicated themselves to go about and to serve God and to let God be the center. Even during all of the conflicts of that day and time, a great man by the name of Patrick Henry made a fiery speech. And after that fiery speech, he made this statement. He said, "Give me liberty or give me death." He said, "I'm going to be a liberated person." He said, "I'm going to die trying to keep the freedom that I want." Today, as I look around our nation, I think about all the men and women who have served this country. I think about the American flag, how it's still there. I think about Francis Scott Key, who wrote that beautiful song, "The Star-Spangled Banner." And after the battle was fought, right, and all the things that were destroyed, the flag still stood and waved. A beautiful song that we have. My friends, we're not to demean anything in this country. We're to uplift this country. We should be a nation that stands above the worldly things around us. We should be a nation that should be proud to say we are a Christian nation, a nation of believers who have given up our time and our talent to serve our country, whether it's in the military, whether in churches, or in a political position, whatever it may be. We should be proud to say, "I am an American." And never be ashamed to tell people that you are. But also being an American, you also to be a Christian and standing firm on God's Word. So what is a Christian today? Well, a Christian is an individual who will make a bold stand or a bold proclamation to say, "I love God. I love God with heart, mind, and soul. I love the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given me victory through the cross of Calvary, the one who has given me the Holy Spirit to indwell me as a believer today, who lives in my heart every day, who I should be sharing that love with someone that I talk to each and every day." Never ashamed to go about telling others of what you believe in. Never being afraid to share the gospel message. A declaration. Do you remember the day that you walked the aisle in the church when you got saved? Do you remember the bold declaration that you made in front of the congregation, telling others that you forsake this world that you live in and you turn your heart totally over to Jesus Christ? You ever think about those moments, the smile that was on your face, the tears maybe that were in your eyes, a heart that was pounding real hard, and you said to yourself, "I can't believe I'm standing here, amen, but God brought you down to the front," and people clapped and people cheered because of that great day, because Satan had lost another one. These are things that we can remember. But we have to realize something, that being bathed in the blood of Jesus Christ and accepting Him is just the beginning of a new life. Because after the new life starts, you're to tell others about the Savior who touched you. The one who moved on you, the one who has given you a new life and a new beginning and a new day. The one who said, "Come," and you came. The one that was there and He knocked on your door and you opened the door and you let Him in. You see, we need to see more and more of that in the nation we live in today. People's hearts have become very hard-hearted. Why? Because they don't believe in what we believe in. And the reason people are not standing up for the belief of the Bible, the belief of what we are in this country, is because Christians do not stand up to be recognized for who we are. We've taken a back seat to everything in this country that I see today. I serve the nation. I love serving my country. And I'll always stand for what it believes in. I don't care about the agnostics. I don't care too much about the atheists or anybody else, because I'm not afraid to tell them that if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, one day you will die and you will split hell wide open. That's what it's all about. Just like Joshua told the people, he said, "You have a choice. You can either serve God, the one that got us here from Egypt, or you can serve the gods on the other side of the river," he said, "the ones that will do you no good, They cannot help you in any way. And all of a sudden, as I read the text, it says this, "Now therefore fear the Lord." In other words, reverence Him, serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Are we sincere when we serve the Lord today? Do we take the truth of His Word? As the Bible says, to hide it in our heart, to call it to remembrance of the relationship that we're building with Him. Where is our heart today in that relationship? Put away the gods which your father served on the other side, he said, of the river. We serve a lot of things today. We serve money. They said the love of money is the root of all evil. We like to serve the things we have, the things we own. We like to worship the things around us. Let me tell you what, none of that stuff will ever last. It's all going to vanish away one day. The only thing that will last in this life is having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and building a foundation that is solid in His Word and in the relationship that you should be building every single day. If our nation wants to survive and to move ahead, Christ has to be first and foremost in every church, in every home, and in this nation that we live in today. We can say, God bless America. But do we really mean God bless America? I do, because He's the only one that can bless us day after day after day. July the 4th, Thursday, this week. It's a very important day. But we're going to sit around and we're going to eat hot dogs and hamburgers. Some may have steak. Me, I have to eat salad because my wife's got me on a diet. Amen. You know, I'll try to make it like it's chicken, but it won't be. But what are we really going to think about on that day? What are you going to think about on July the 4th besides the party and the fireworks? You better think about this, where the nation came from, how it was formed, and where it is today. If you can smile about what we're at today, my friends, then that's good. I hope you can. But we're not smiling as much as we used to because we don't know how to smile about a great nation that's not as great as it seems to be. My friends, the United States, just like what it says about the nation of Israel, is on a downward slide. How are we ever going to get out of Egypt? How are we ever going to get out of bondage? Is to remember the one that got us to the point we're at today, the one that gave us freedom, that gave us liberty, that gave us a new life, that gave us a new beginning. That's God standing with mankind and working in us to be able to sustain the life that we have today. We live in a nation that should be surrendered to Him and to Him only. Paul said it very plainly in Galatians 2:20 when he said this, "I have been crucified with" who? Christ. Sure. "And I no longer live," but he said, "but Christ lives in me. The life I live," he said, "in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me." Do you crucify yourself daily with Christ? Do you remember what He did on the cross? How He gave Himself to give you life and a new beginning? To open you up and say, "I have come in to be with you," and to share that relationship with you? Joshua said it very plainly here. He said, you can either serve the other gods on the other side of the flood, or you can serve the Lord God Almighty who brought us out of Egypt to where we are today. That's the same God we serve today. God has never changed. His address has never changed. He's still in the same place, doing the same thing, watching over, and one day He's coming back. We better be prepared for that day. But then Joshua said in verse 15, "If it seemed evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve." He said, you can either serve the devil or you can serve the Lord. But he says this, and we know over what it says in Matthew, you cannot serve two masters. You can't do it. You're either going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Who are you walking with today? Who are you communing with today? Who's running your life today? Or who is ruining your life today? The one that wants to ruin you is called Satan. The one that wants to help you is called God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We need that part of the relationship. And we need to build that foundation every single day that we live. Yes, it's a very bold declaration to stand and say, I'm a Christian today. It's a very bold statement to stand up and say, I am an American today. You know, that's a bold statement today. I heard it very plainly this morning, and I like what I heard this morning from a preacher. He said this. He said, it is amazing how people can come to this country and want us to convert to their way of thinking and their way of living. Think about it for just a minute. And then how we can go to another country, and I'm going to tell you what, you can go anywhere you want overseas or any place. Don't try to put your beliefs on them, because the first thing that happens to you, you're either in jail or you're kicked out the country. Amen. That's the bottom line. I've been there. I know. So why don't we succumb to the people that come here to turn our nation around to be something that it's not, when we should be living up to our standards of what the law tells us, our Constitution, our Declaration of Independence, and the love of this country, the love for the American flag, love for the patriots who died for us, and to stand firm and fast on the Word of God. What has happened to us? I'll tell you what's happened. I may hurt somebody's feelings. People think about us and our beliefs and what we believe in hurting our feelings today? No. Because everybody's right in their own eyes instead of being right in the sight of God. We've turned our hearts away. And we let others try to, what, condemn us for the way we believe? My friends, we need to stand fast and firm. Just like Joshua told the people. He said, you got an opportunity here. You can either serve the devil or you can serve God. Same thing today. Who are you going to serve today? You going to serve this world that we live in and Satan himself, or are you going to serve God, the one that gave us liberty, giving us new life, gave us a cross of Calvary in Jesus Christ, who lives today to sit on the right hand of God the Father to make intercession for every one of us? Who are we going to serve today? Well, I can tell you this. To serve the Lord, you're going to pay a high price. To serve the Lord, you're going to pay a high price. Why do I say that? Because when you start telling people about Jesus Christ, you're going to be mocked. You're going to be condemned for who you are. That's the society we live in today. And don't think just because you live in Fairport, Reedville, Weems, or wherever you're from, you start talking about Jesus, there will be somebody that will come against you no matter where you may be. But you've got to be bold to stand on what you believe. Not to run and not to hide, and to take the Word of God and proclaim it. This is the book that gives me the right. God is the one that gives me the right to live the way I live. Because I follow His commandments. And I follow the love that He's given to me. And when He says to love thy neighbor as thyself and even more, that's exactly what He means. Reach out to them. Regardless of how they act to you, tell them that Christ is alive today. Tell them that you live in a great nation today. It's called the United States of America. I don't live in China. I don't live in Russia. I don't live in North Korea, South Korea. I don't live in Thailand, Indonesia, or any of the other places. I live in the United States of America. This is my home. This is the land of the free, the home of the brave, the Bible teaches us. And look how many people die every day protecting our freedom in this nation. Look at it. Men and women who serve our country die every day serving, whether it's overseas or wherever it's at, they do it for one reason, because of love of country. Some of you here have served just like I have. And I know you're not ashamed. Because you gave of your time and your talents to do what? To be a part of this great nation. To be part of the military experience. To be in a war zone somewhere. To be shot at. To be mocked. Oh, I remember coming back from Vietnam. I remember real well. I remember dropping down in San Diego, California, boy. That was a great place to go. Baby killer. You know, rapist. Boy, they call us everything that you can name in the book. But let me tell you what. Even though they call us every name under the sun, I can tell you one thing. I still love my country. Because they didn't understand what we serve and why we serve. It's to keep them free and able to say the things they want to say. That's why. Because it's a free nation. But it's only going to stay free as long as the people remember, we are a free nation. And not a nation made up of all kind of gods and this, that, and the other that the world wants us to have. He said that day, he said very plainly, and the people answered and said, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. What happened every time that Israel turned away from God? They went into captivity time and time again. What is happening to us because we're not putting God first in our nation today, we see it declining more and more and more. But we have no one to blame but ourselves. We had a prayer meeting here a couple of weeks ago to pray. Memorial Day weekend, if I remember right. It was one day we prayed for our president. You know, not everybody likes him. That's fine. I understand it. I didn't like the one before. You know, but he's our president. And whether I like him or dislike him, he's the president. I'm still a pray for him no matter what has happened. And we're afraid to do that sometimes. And to pray for those crazy politicians we got, and you pray for them too. I don't think half of them's got a brain. That's my personal opinion, but you know. The fact is, what is God doing? God is showing us very plainly. If we don't stand up, there'll be people taking positions, my friends, in this country that are going to pull it to the bottom, and we will not be able to say anything about the Lord Jesus Christ or about God. Remember, a preacher told me many, many years ago, he said this when I first got in ministry. He said this. One day, the Christian will be in a little teeny room with a little teeny candle burning. Two or three will gather together because you'll be afraid to go to the church to preach or to teach God's word because you'll be mocked or you'll be put in jail. If we keep going like we're going, I don't have many years from now, but it's going to happen one day because we're leaving that door open for that. Stand up for what you believe in. Don't run and hide. Never forsake what God has done for you. Think of all the blessings of life that God gives to us every day. Every day is a blessing when I wake up, when the sun is shining. And I look out and I say, Lord, I say, what another beautiful day you've given to me. Thank you for that opportunity to serve this day. Just like these individuals, when he said, who are you going to serve today? Who are we going to serve today? Who are you going to serve today? Well, it's Sunday, I'll serve the Lord today. Well, what about the rest of the week? Who are you going to serve Monday through Saturday? Then you come back on Sunday. Well, look what he said. Look at verse 17. For the Lord our God, he it is that brought us up and our fathers out of the land of Egypt. From the house of bondage. Then he said, and which did those great signs in our sight, and preserved us in all the way wherein we went, and among all the people, he said, through whom we passed. He said, if it hadn't been for God being there in his protecting hand, boy, he said, we'd have had a problem. He said, the Canaanites and everybody else would have been down on top of us, the Amorites and the rest of them. Then he said, and the Lord drave out, he said, I drove out, it's drave, and my King James said, before us all the people, even the Amorites which dwelt in the land. Therefore, will we also serve the Lord, for he is our God. And then Joshua said unto the people, ye cannot serve the Lord. I like the way he said this. Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions, he said, nor your sins. Now, why would he say that? He said, if you don't look to him for guidance, if you don't ask him to help you, he said, he will not forgive you. Let me tell you what, as a Christian, I know if you do not ask God to forgive you of your sins, your failures, your shortcomings, he's not going to forgive you until you do. How many of you sitting here this morning have never made a profession of faith in Jesus Christ, who sit here Sunday after Sunday, thinking, well, I got another week. You might not have another 15 minutes in this church before your day comes. I've done a funeral every month since March. I got another one next weekend. Let me tell you what, do you think these people were thinking about dying at the time? No. But they did. They left here. And my prayer has always been this. I pray their hearts were right with Jesus. I don't know. That's between them and God. Your salvation is between you and the God of heaven and the God of earth. You want to live a life that's productive? Turn your heart to Jesus. I'll guarantee you He'll open up a whole new world to you that you may not have seen before. Because Christ needs to be centered in your life day after day after day. Well, you know, Joshua, he was very good in his words that the Lord gave him when he said this. Verse 20. If ye forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then He will turn and do you, what's that one word there? Hurt. In other words, it's not a good time to turn away from Him. And consume you after that He hath done you good. In other words, He said He's done good for you. He's got you to where you need to be. You're in this good place today. But if you turn away, look what's going to happen to you. He said there's going to be pain coming. Why do we have pain in our country today? It goes right back to that verse right there. Because of what? Because we have turned away from Him. We deserve everything that comes our way because of it. Because God's people will not pray and seek the Father like they should. Well, preacher, I pray once a day. Let me tell you what, you need to be praying all the time. Reverence of prayer. Pray without ceasing. Have that open mind to seek God whenever. And then Joshua said this in verse 21. And the people said this unto Joshua. Nay, but we will serve the Lord. Nay, but we will serve the Lord. How about us today? Are we serving the Lord today that has given us the nation that we live in and the freedoms that we have? Or are we just giving it away? We're just giving it away. You go down to the next book of the Bible after this one. Called the Book of Judges. It's where the nation turned away from God. And everything they got, they deserved. Because it was very plain to them. Choose you this day whom you will serve. My question to you is this. Who are you going to serve? Have you decided who you really want to serve or not? That's in your ballpark of who you're going to serve. You're either going to serve God, as I just said, or you're going to serve Satan. My friends, I'm going to serve the Lord God Almighty until the day He calls me home. And not one person, not one politician, nobody, going to tell me who I can serve. Because I am a born-again believer who believes in Jesus Christ, who gave His life for me. I am an American and proud to be one that served this great nation for 22 years. And I would have died for this flag in my country because I love it that much. I was called up tomorrow to go back on active duty, which I doubt they would. They'd send me as a hostage because I've got too old. I would still go. Because I'm not ashamed to stand up for what I believe in, for the calling that I had, for the nation that I love, and for the Savior that I serve. Never, ever will I be ashamed to be called an American. But I would never be ashamed to be called a Christian for the love of Jesus Christ.